Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Tom Giordano show. Before we go to our guest, just one note. The point I'm drilling down on, Anderson Cooper asked the question of Kamala Harris last night, well, is Trump a fascist? That's not good enough. That's not what they're really saying. So the question Republicans have to keep on putting out there, demanding the answer, are they saying he's like Hitler or Stalin or Mussolini? Go through those. The fascist thing is like, fascist, what? You know what? And it's just a nebulous, I've always hated it because it has a very specific meaning, but no one seems to be able to peg it exactly. And Trump, one element of state control of industry, how in the world does that apply to Trump? So if you want to say he's Hitler, he's going to do things like Hitler, let's hear it. Let's get you on record on that. All right, Joe Picozzi, I believe, is 28, 29 years of age, running a fierce race in Northeast Philadelphia, which is the one area of the city, I would argue, that there are political shots, but more importantly, there's a way of life there that is being fought over. I mean, when you hear people say they want to bring the subway up to Northeast Philadelphia, there's a lot of objection there because places like Mayfair, we've used Mayfair almost as if it were Mayberry. Now, it wasn't like Mayberry in the Andy Griffith Show, but it was a great middle-class icon, and it's under siege. Crime, difficulties. Larry Krasner. Let's go to Joe Picozzi here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. Thanks very much for joining us.
Tom, thank you so much for having me.
Joe,
I love that you brought up the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah. Well, Joe, have you lived in Northeast Philadelphia all your life?
Yeah, born and raised here. My family's been in the Northeast for over 50 years, you know, and I just had a completely idyllic childhood here. Like, I mean, I love the analogy you used, the kind of TV land, those old shows we used to watch, because that's what it felt like here when I was growing up.
And what section of Northeast were you in?
Born and raised in Somerton.
Oh, Somerton. Okay, now, Somerton, yeah, look, you're the expert, Joe. You've lived here. I could tell you about South Philly, but my sense of Northeast Philadelphia is Somerton is somewhat preserved, but what I see is the decay year after year because of these policies from the rest of the city are moving up to the farther reaches of that. So where you grew up, how do you see that now?
Well, I'm beginning to see the changes in the warning side. I mean, just on face, you don't see as many kids playing outside anymore. Neighbors don't know each other the same way they used to. A couple months ago, we had a shooting on Bustle and Tomlinson. Three kids were two were grazed, one was shot. That was unthinkable when I was growing up.
Yeah. And what do you see? Well, that's the problem. So what's your solution to it? What do you point to as the causal elements and how do we solve them?
We'll start on the causal elements. I think there's just been a sort of decay in terms of governance here. I think a lot of the leaders are sort of apathetic. I think people just seem to say, oh, well, this is what happens. You know, homeless burgers become a place where people get shot now, or there's robberies. There's been this sort of dereliction of duty that I've seen from the political machine in Philadelphia. In terms of what we do, well, we need a lot more cops here in the Northeast. I think some of the policymakers view the Northeast as what it was, you know, we were just talking about, what it was 30 years ago. And that's not the situation today. We need a much stronger police presence. We need a DA that's actually going to prosecute crimes instead of just letting criminals loose. We need to really revive our sense of community. We need to bring people together.
Yeah, you mentioned that, too. And again, people not knowing each other, there has been a good thing. A lot of people want to live there. There's been a widespread of people that have come in. I would say in some ways the places I'm trying to think of an exact point I would say you see people from all over the place, a number of Brazilians, a number of Dominicans, Russians of one sort. It is truly the melting pot.
We're in the most diverse part of the city.
Yeah. So that's the upside. But now bringing those things together is difficult. And Joe, you are how old? 28?
I'm 29.
29. I knew it was gone up. So how did
I was 28 when the campaign started.
Oh, that's what it was. And I've seen you out there that you have roused a great number of volunteers. So how does a 29-year-old make an impact in this manner where, from what I can tell, against your opponent, Dylan, this is a fierce race right down to the end. Your policies would seem to fit Northeast Philadelphia, but the last time he won, we had the shooting death of Sean Toomey. There was another person we like running against him who said some of the things that you're saying, and yet there seems to be this, in Northeast Philadelphia, just continue to vote for Democrats. Do you face that, and how are you addressing that?
I think this year is different. I think people are really ready for change. I've talked to so many people who are Democrats. You've said, you know, I've been voting Democrat for 30 years. And this time, this isn't working. You know, I want to give the Republicans a chance. They're not necessarily becoming Republicans, but they're saying, you know what, let's see what you guys can do.
How is it as far as, you're too young to remember it, but people have probably told you there was actually a guy who was great for talk radio. I was just breaking into it then, who had Northeast Philadelphia seceding from Philadelphia at one point. We had the map. We had the whole thing going on, Joe. It was quite a – I mean, that's how long ago people have sensed that Northeast Philadelphia doesn't get fair treatment, and that's back when Northeast Philadelphia was not as crime-ridden, et cetera.
I mean, the reality is we get completely neglected, and I think everyone here feels it. And there's still a wide, wide sentiment going back to what you're talking about. People just feel like we're left behind. You know, there's so much investment in other parts of the city, and we're just an afterthought.
Yeah, well, when it comes to strip malls, we know it's a strip mall capital. That's my one impression of Northeast Philadelphia. There's a lot of economic activity. So, Joe, where do people go that want to support you, know more about you, and or volunteer? I mean, that's the one thing I've noticed with your campaign. The number of young people you've engaged in this is remarkable. Where do they go?
Well, yeah, just on a couple of the points you mentioned, with all the young people, I think that's really the answer, is getting new blood in the system. When you keep just putting the same people in there, when it's the same people just kind of moving around, it doesn't create any kind of environment that's conducive to change.
Joe, let me ask you to that point. Do you work well with the Republican Party lead? I mean, you know, the Vince Venerdy and the leadership and all, are you on board? You're okay with them?
I'm a big believer in Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, you know, but I believe all Republicans in the city need to stick together.
Yeah, well, look. I know Ronald Reagan said that. I'm not running for office, so I'll say it for myself, but I think that's a large part of the problem. Let's face it. I'd like to see guys like you and several others that I know that are the young Republicans actually be in charge. And, of course, Martina is – we're big fans of her in a lot of ways, what she's done. So, Joe, where do you go for more things, Joe Picozzi?
Sure. So you can check out my social media, Joe Picozzi, Joseph Picozzi on Instagram. Our website is www.votepicozzi.com. You can always just shoot me a DM on our socials. We get back to you pretty quickly. And I would close out this, too. You know, we've been neglected for so long. If you want change here in the Northeast, this election will put the Northeast on the map and make sure we will not be ignored ever again.
Absolutely. It would be a shot across the bow of being taken for granted and the stranglehold of the Democrat Party. Joe, do you know who the last Republican mayor, I always love to ask somebody your age this, the last Republican mayor in Philadelphia?
Bernard Samuels.
Do you know who that was?
Bernard Samuels.
Yes, that's great. But do you know, too, that he was alive for 3 years while Billy the Kid roamed the earth?
Wow.
Yeah. So someday, Joe, if you become that Republican mayor, I'll be there to salute you. We're going to start with this Senate seat, though. We'll start with that and go from there, Joe. Thank you, Joe. And let's check in around Election Day.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Tom.
Joe Picozzi here on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, I didn't want to get into it with him. He's running a straight-up campaign. The Dylan guy, though. My God.
Yeah.
Look, and these people in Northeast Philadelphia, Dan, we did that with Sean Toomey being killed, and they still turn around and vote. They just have to vote for Democrats. They're moderate Democrats. They're not progressives there, a lot of these people. I know them. Gallows, places like that, they tell me the difficulties they're facing. Why do you continue to vote for these people? Brendan Boyle's an example, that guy. He's a classic in North, the poser. Brendan, come back on the show. Remember how we had to get him on the embarrassment years ago? My God. Okay, 855-839-1210. Good to see a guy like that running with a real good chance to win. Coming up, we're going to get you updated on the story that's gone national. Tom DiBello, who brought it to our attention, who's the minority, the Republican commissioner over in Montgomery County. He's going to go to the prison tomorrow if that van is there. They're going after two voters, according to Linda Kearns. Two. How much is it going to cost tomorrow for Montgomery County to do this spectacle? And I don't know. Are they bringing ice cream? They have the truck. They got to have ice cream in there somewhere. If I weren't on the air, I'd love to have another van, Dan, following them and doing the show as we're following them. So I could see that guy poke his head out at the prison.
Is there going to be a file in that rocket pop they're bringing in?
Yeah, exactly. Can you see that with the Talk Radio 1210 van? You'd be driving, of course. I have to be bloviated.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not want to drive with you.
That's true. No, check that. I'd be doing the show.
No, you're not driving.
I have broadcasts from parades in a moving vehicle and all over in media and all, so it's no problem. It's easy to Tommy McDonald's, easy to do.
Okay.
Yeah. But imagine following that guy. Well, we're taxpayers. We want to know what's going on. I'm telling you,
that guy in
Montgomery County, he is in my top 10, this guy, what he's up to. I'd love to follow him on Election Day just to see what he's up to. All right, right now, though, before more calls, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Almost missed my cue.
Yeah, we are playing for a pair of tickets to one of our favorite spots, the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. Pair of tickets to see the Brubeck Brothers Quartet on November 2nd. All right, Dan, what do you have today?
Yeah, so the Brubeck Brothers, keeping the legend of their father alive, Dave Brubeck, the great pianist and composer. So I thought, Dom, let's go with a Brubeck cover of a very, very famous Disney song. And, you know, this is a little bit different because it's jazz. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a clue. The clue comes in the bass line more than anything else. But Brubeck's here playing piano, and we want to know the name of this very famous song that hails from a very famous Disney film. We want to know the name of the song here played by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Winning tickets for to go see his son over at Zlock. Take a listen.
This is going to be a hard one today, I think.
Let's just say that at one point, when we had Joe Sibilia as a producer, he actually covered this song and sang a dedication to Mike Pence. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we'll play that after the break as well.
All right.
We want to know what the name of this song is here that Dave Brubeck and his quartet are covering from a Disney film.
855-839-1210. You're off to the Zlock. Great spot there with a bar and everything. It's Bucks County, our favorite spot. Hit us with that. More of your calls coming up on everything else here, too, on Talk Radio 1210.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, kind of convoluted today, a little jazzy. Dan, what's the premise again? Then we'll hear the clue.
Yeah, Dom, we're playing for tickets to see the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, and those are the sons of the great Dave Brubeck, the pianist and composer.
Okay.
And Dom, we have a great album of him covering some Disney songs, and one of the all-time great Disney songs is being played here by the great legend from jazz, and we want to know the name of this song that he's covering. And as you know how it works with jazz like this, sometimes it's a little sullied as to what the song might sound like, but you can kind of hear it in the bass line. Take a listen. We want to know the name of the song to win the prize.
All right, let's go to Donna in Malvern. I admit I wouldn't have gotten this. Donna, what is the song?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was not calling in for the song. I have no idea. I just wanted to make some comments and answer.
I'll put you. Okay.
Donna, call back.
Call back, Donna. Call back. It's okay. Tricia in Sicklerville. Tricia, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's the name of the song?
Someday My Prince Will Come.
Oh, very nice. A Disney fan. All right, Tricia, enjoy the Zlock. And the son of the great, this Brubeck Brothers Quartet. So and Dan?
Yeah, Dom, we used to have a great producer here, Joe Sibilia, yes, who's now working with the Friars Club up in New York and Joe Piscopo. He put together a song that was a take on, I don't know why he did this, because looking back, it's very outdated to a degree, because the irrelevance of the person that this is about. Take a listen. Here's Joe Sibilia covering Snow White's Great, Someday My Prince Will Come.
Someday Mike Pence will run when Donald's work is done, and away to the White House he'll go with wife Karen and Marlon Brando.
Oh my God, the wife and the whole thing. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, Joe Sibilia, all-time great. We'll get him on around the holidays.
Yeah, we got to get him back sometime.
All right, so Trisha's the winner. Nice job. Enjoy the Zlock. All right, side question today. Someone you don't want to hear from again. Dan, really, I was on the Nancy Grace show at least double figures period of time, Dan, and behind the scenes, she was awfully nice. I get it. The facial, the hair, and the stuff that she did, but she brought a lot of people to justice, too, before it all kind of fell apart. So you offered up Howard Stern. I said Nick Mariani, Sirianni, and I also said Sonny Hostin. All right, on The View. That, just a hidden talent. Let's go to Luke in Bel Air, Maryland. Think he has a great one. Hey, Luke, good afternoon. Thanks for the wait.
Hey, Dom.
Yeah. What do you have today, Luke?
My love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm a little far away, but so glad for the website. And my vote is for Jerry Jones.
Yes,
I'm not even. I was saying to Mr. Call Screener, I'm not even a diehard Eagles fan, but Jerry Jones just needs to go away.
Oh, he does. See, the last week too, with threatening those guys on the air, unbelievable. Yeah. Can't happen quickly enough. Thank you, Luke. He's an example. When the owner takes, I mean, there's nothing more in the world when the owner takes over a team like this, the difficulty of dealing with them. And Jerry Jones is beyond grotesque, but the team is worth the most of almost any sports team. All right, so we're going to speak with Tom DiBello. Is he going to the prison tomorrow if the van is operational? As I told you, this Montgomery County Mr. Softy truck with the guy who is this new commissioner pushing the envelope on voting there, supposed to head to the prison tomorrow. We're told by Linda Kearns that there's only two ballots there, potentially, from what we hear. Just think about this, the insanity of it. Here's how to bill it. Why is this not going to a VFW post to make it convenient that way? I mean, I think I could give you the places where it should go, but this is last on the list. I don't know of any place worse that this should go than to the prison. I mean, if they have time and they're legally able to vote, yeah, maybe we'll get around to it. But we're going to go all the way to the prison to do this when they already have the ability to do it. People that might have committed horrific crimes, who knows? That's where they're going to go. That's the mentality of progressives. And Montgomery County is pushing the envelope on this stuff. This is the worst example of it. By the way, the big nugget from today, and I, okay, tomorrow he'll be with us. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's sorry fine. About that. Yeah, that's my bad.
We got more time tomorrow. That'll be fine. You know, if he set it up, does he know what time they're going to go over to the prison? Maybe we can get him on live from the prison. Is it? The Mr. Softy truck comes in. That would be good. So let's try to see if we can sync that. If we can't, that'll be good for tomorrow. It works out better. The nugget from today with Al Schmidt.
Do you want Wally today on that?
Yeah, well, because we have the court decision.
Okay.
Yeah, let's find out if there's a court decision, Dan, on it, or what happened. Then we'll get him on. Yeah, with Wally. Yes. Al Schmidt, the Secretary of State, most important appointee, I think, in the country, with what's going to happen in Pennsylvania, told us change in the law from 2020 at midnight, we will get an update across the state. And if we're on the air here, I'll be able to tell you that. It's another incentive to be on the air then. I think that's when people are going to get edgy and you want to be listening. we'll get an update on how many votes have been counted, and we'll get an update, mail-in ballots, how many are still left to be counted. In other words, he said, and Dan, I don't know, it was a long interview. Do you remember the point, if we could pull it, have it for tomorrow? I want to keep playing that because I clarified it several times, that we'll be told how many mail-in ballots are still there to be put into play, counted. That will give us an idea. So what's that going to tell us, Dom? Well, first of all, we'll know it's not an enormous number that we're going to hit, be a tsunami. The Democrat Harris is down by 500,000 votes, and then suddenly she's ahead by 500,000. We're going to know, and we're going to be able to calculate. I'll have it in front of me based upon where we saw this stuff of where this is headed. It will give you, I think, a good sense of how close this is. I'm predicting at that moment in time, it's still going to be very close. I would be shocked if either person is ahead by 100,000 votes at that point at midnight. I'd be shocked. I can't imagine the scenario where that's the case. We'll see if I'm right. We'll see at that point exactly where we are. Okay? So it was worth it to have him on, since that is something in all this minutia I didn't know about. And again, tomorrow we'll play that again back to you, the back and forth with him. Wasn't contentious. I'm glad he came on. All right. Let me go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in. Yo, Earl. All right. All right. No answer from Earl.
I messed up, Earl. Earl, that's call a, back.
Okay, call back, Earl.
Sorry, Earl.
Alan in Hamilton. Alan, afternoon to you. Go right ahead.
Bruce Springsteen.
That's a great answer.
Okay, tell us why. I mean, come on. It's all in the call.
Well, he was for the working man. He sounded like 30 years ago, but now he just the opposite. So I'm really sick of hearing him.
Yeah, I wonder, Alan, and I think you're exactly right.
Are you Bruce Springsteen, Alan? It sounds like you're on stage.
Yeah. I wonder if these people in those tank towns in New Jersey that he sang about, the working class, the lower middle class, are they still kidding themselves he's singing their anthem, or is it just nostalgia? And you can't beat that. You know, he's latched on. I see him as a great performer, even though I despise, I've witnessed it a lot. Dan can't even give him that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'd say same thing.
Yeah, thanks. Dan, are you changing on that or no? You still can't see him.
All his music sounds the same. It runs together after 10 minutes. Well, maybe more than 10. 30 minutes.
Okay, so theory, why are these people still going?
Nostalgia.
Just that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's plenty of nostalgia acts out there that don't succeed like this. I mean, this is one of the most successful of all time.
Like, why do you think doo-wop tours were so big for so long?
Not like this.
Yeah, but yeah, still, I mean, like, people would flock out to these theaters to go see nostalgic music.
Yeah, sure. Nostalgic music works. It takes you back to a point in your life that you make better than it was.
How about this? I'll argue status in New Jersey for a certain generation of women in particular to say to their friends, hey, did you go to the Bruce concert last night?
Their status.
You didn't? I did.
Yeah, I'm sure there's status. That's why I'm going to you. The hatred is coming through here.
I'm sorry.
I'm serious. That was a good point. There's status. There's nostalgia. You can't give that the guy is a... I place too much on all-out effort.
Look,
I'll admit it.
I also give camaraderie. How about that?
Camaraderie, okay.
Camaraderie of a Bruce Springsteen concert. He's allegedly, I wouldn't know, but I've been invited many times now, especially by Anne-Marie Muldoon.
Right.
It's like you go out, you tailgate. It's a whole party. It's fun. You look forward to it. You put it on your calendar because you know that night you're going to get trashed in the parking lot. Go listen to some great music. And
does he have more women than men?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a girls' night out type of thing that's associated with this. Yeah.
It's just a different form of being a deadhead, right? You're just a Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Similar to that. Very similar. Play. Well, we still don't know where he's going to perform on Monday night in Philadelphia, right? Unless I missed something.
I don't know.
Obama, with the other. I got to go and cover this. Okay. I have to.
Oh, wait. I think you just want to go see a Bruce Springsteen concert.
No, I've already seen it when he did the 20-gun salute to John Kerry. That was 20 years ago. That was enough for me.
Good enough, Bruce.
No, because I am going to bring some sound back from that. Why are you here tonight? Are you just, you're so enamored of VP Harris? And he's also doing it in Atlanta. I get here. I don't get Atlanta with him, but, you know, I think that's tonight. All right, so we don't know the place he'll perform. I hope he does it over at Independence Hall again, because they lost the last time they did it. So, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Hit us on the side question. It's all in the telling. Yeah, Springsteen's a good one. I like Dan's the best, though, so far. Can you top that? Howard Stern. Really, really good. I took the low-hanging fruit with Sonny Hostin. Henry, a little review. Who was yours?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah, Ben Simmons and the contracts.
I don't want to hear anything about him this year. He's going to stop playing after January.
Yeah, I had a bet with our former boss here, Spike Eskin, that he would shoot 65% from the foul line. I lost that one. He never collected. Yeah, he was a good guy about it. I mean, come on, 65% is not bad. Dan could shoot that.
Shoots with the wrong hand.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I don't know if I could shoot 65%.
I think you could.
I don't know.
All right. It's
pretty bad.
It's 855-839-1210, though. That's the line. That's how you get on board. We're going to talk about Wally Zimmelong coming up. What happened with the federal case here? Can you imagine over the ice cream truck going to the prison? Did they rule it's okay or not? Hey, Halloween next week. Don't let mealtime or party planning frighten you. Call or just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Pick up the fan favorite Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. And don't forget the Mega Colossal Crab Cakes. Delicious. Time to stock up on those. Check out the variety. Getting into colder weather, sadly, but soups are unbelievable. That Maryland crab is my favorite. Perfect time, too, to check out all the offerings, sides, desserts, appetizers, key lime pie. They have it all at Captain Chuckie's. And several big choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. They only use the highest quality ingredients. That golf shrimp is the other star. Huge hit, always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And then those Dom Rolls. I'm told they go through a few thousand a week. Big item. Check out all these Captain Chuckies and the locations near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. And if you're headed to the shore, don't forget Captain Chuckies at the shore.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show, headline on Fox. Trump runs on transgender issues in final stretch. Thank God. Thank God. Exactly what I've been calling for. And look, they're going to say, well, why are we not talking about inflation? We talked about inflation 50 million times. Why are we not talking about the border? Really? No. Final stretch. Hit this. It's the issue that breaks through with certain groups. I couldn't be more convinced of it. And I got a story that I'll give you coming up after our buddy, Wally Zimmelong, big-time attorney and working on the election almost exclusively right now and all kinds of things. He's been involved. And today we have an update on the ice cream truck going to the prison. We're told it'll be there at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Tom DiBello, commissioner in Bucks County and Montco, will be there with the prison. And we'll give you detail by detail, spending all that money to go for potentially, we're told, two ballots. Where does the prison rank if you're doing a test to say, this ought to be across the board, that kind of convenience? Should it be convenient for prisoners? Why? Let's go to, well, you know, how about the police precinct? How about going there, making it in the morning, cops come in and make it easy for them to vote? Does your mind work that way out in Bucks, Montgomery County? Let's go to Wally Zimmelong. Hey, Wally, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. What's your update?
Yeah, I just before I give you the update, Dom, you're absolutely correct. What's going on to go out to this prison for two votes is emblematic of the progressive mind and why so many Americans feel like they have been forgotten, right? It is the progressives have completely forgotten about all of us, and they're using taxpayer money. They're facing a lawsuit to go retrieve two ballots. And what about everybody else? What about every hardworking person? What about people that are busting their butts overtime on a site? They'd like to have the van go out to their overtime project or at their plant or at their facility, the school teachers, the firemen, the cops. None of those people matter, right? And it also, don't get me started, it also goes into what I think you're absolutely correct is to hit this transgender issue head on. That's the issue. But
hey, I'm glad you got fired up and swerved in that. Nice work by you.
Yeah. So We went, we had a conference, status conference with the judge this morning by telephone. There's going to be a hearing on this Tuesday, October 29th at 1:30 in the Montgomery County Court of Common Pleas. The county, for whatever reason, is digging their heels in and on what I believe is a very reasonable demand by us that they simply give us 24 hours written notice, posted notice of where this van's going to be. As I explained to the judge, this is a matter of transparency. It's a matter of fairness. The public just wants to know where this van is going to be and what's going on. What's the big deal about giving 24 hours notice? We're not asking for a week. We're not asking for 2 weeks. We're asking for 24 hours notice. And for whatever reason, the county is refusing to commit to that. And in my experience as an attorney, if you're not agreeing to commit to something that is eminently reasonable, such as that, there's something going on, right? There's something going on. There's some reason they don't want to agree to that 24-hour notice. And I haven't figured it out yet, but I don't like it. So we're going to go forward on Tuesday at 1:30. We're going to present our arguments to the court, and we're requesting that the court order that 24-hour notice. Now, the county did commit today that all the locations as to where the van is going to be for the next week have been publicly noticed and are up on the website, but I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. But we want them to commit to 24 hours, and if they don't commit to 24 hours, we're prepared to proceed with the hearing before the judge on Tuesday at 1:30.
And while, you know, the backdrop to this, I don't know if you can make it as a legal argument, you mean to say, out of the whole world, to your point, if this is supposed to be that everyone can vote, I would say in a manner where they don't have to kill themselves on election day, to your point, that convenience is it. We're going to go with prisoners. That's where our first thought process is. After they went to colleges, which would be way down on my list. What about VFW post, where our veterans who served us are, to make it convenient? Or, as you said, they have to know there are people that are working hard shifts. I worked at, well, I was bloviating, but, you know, people are actually working hard midnight to 8 in the morning. How about thinking of that if convenience is really what we're after here?
Yeah, I think my friends out in the Springfield Township in the police department that are working the night shift, 12 a.m. to 8 a.m., they'd like the ballot truck to go to the police department so they don't have to, you know, take time out of their day on election day or have to go after work to put their ballot in a mailbox or in a ballot drop box. The veterans is great. How many disabled veterans out there who gave life or limb, at least, for our country? I think they would like the ballot van to go to their house or their home to pick up their ballot. But no, we're gonna make sure the prisoners are taken care of and the snowflake college students. This is just, it's emblematic of the progressive mind. This is it. This is the progressive mind on display. And it's interesting that it's being highlighted about where they deploy this mobile services.
And Wally, let me ask you, it is the progressive mind. What do we make of it? If they were really doing this to try to help their side, you got to be a little bit more clever. No, this guy in Montgomery County is right down Broadway. We're going to the prisons, and there's nothing you're going to do about it.
It's exactly right. It's all a publicity stunt for him. That's why, and he got caught doing it. That's why he went out, put on Twitter, "I was the first commissioner that voted in Pennsylvania." Now, in doing so, he got his county sued.
Yes.
Because he forgot to test the ballots. It almost created a catastrophe, for crying out loud. Could you imagine? You'd imagine if we didn't sue and catch them and make sure that they tested the ballots, and then all of a sudden on election day, they started running these ballots to the machines and there were jams. They didn't work. People didn't count in Montgomery County in a hotly contested election. He should thank us. He should be thanking the Republican National Committee for saving him from a catastrophe by making him test the ballot. And the reason he didn't test the ballot was he wanted to get his moment in the spotlight. He wanted to go on Twitter and tell everyone he was the first person to vote. I mean, it's inexcusable. It's inexcusable. And, you know, he's got to be put to a stop.
Well, Wally, great work as always. Keep us abreast of this on Tuesday. And you're right. If you're not going for a 24-hour written notice, what's up with that? Come on.
Absolutely right. And we're hoping the court sees it the same way.
Thank you, Wally. Have a great weekend. Thanks very much.
All right, Tom. See you. Bye.
All right. We're on it. Linda Kern's out there. Scott Presler asked Al Schmidt this. He'll be on Monday. And Wally Zimmalong and Tom DiBello tomorrow over at the prison. This guy is really something. And Henry's been diligent to get him on the show. Henry, you can always tell them if they respond. I'll be in a straitjacket. I'll be in a booth. Dan has taped my mouth before. This guy can prattle on. He can tell us 5 minutes, uninterrupted, no interruptions.
I have never taped your mouth. I just want you to
talk about it. Well, in my mind, you have. It's figuratively. Yes, I'll be in another room. Dan will be at the controls, and he'll go forward for 5 minutes and just say whatever he wants in his defense. And then I'll come back in, and then we'll get some real action here. Come on, buddy. Come on the show. Just come on the show and explain why disabled veterans, let's go to their homes. Nah, we're going to go to the prisoners to collect those two ballots. And everybody in America is going to see this guy. He's a star in progressive circles. What does that tell you about progressives? What does it tell you about the people in Montgomery County, too? Have they completely lost their minds? Not even Philadelphia is doing this. Think about this. Not even Detroit is doing this, as far as I know. Think about what that tells you about what's going on in Montgomery County. All right, I'll go there and tape you. We'll tape you in the truck. We can drive down the highway. Whatever your wishes are. But you're a coward. You don't want to do that. You just want to run over.
This is great radio. You in the truck.
Yeah, in the truck. Know? Yeah, I've done so. Yeah, I go where, hostile territory. It's not hostile to me. I just want to see those two ballots tomorrow of these prisoners. And you know what, buddy? We're going to check out what they're in there for. And then we're going to let people know that, too. Okay? 855-839-1210. How about veterans? Start that out there in Montgomery County. How about disabled? Valerie Arcouche was bad enough. This guy, though, wow. What is in the water in Montgomery County? Dan will know if he starts talking about Wayne Gretzky and he's got to go to the prison because that's where the puck will be, not where it was. That's what Valerie Arcouche's guy said. Henry, I wish you were there dissecting that with us. They said, well, COVID, we're going to close everything down because it's not here yet. But like the great Wayne Gretzky, you're not looking at the puck where it is, but where it's going to be.
Isn't that Michael Scott?
Yeah, that's Michael. Yeah, Michael Starn. Yes.
Missed 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah. All right. We got the lightning round. We're going to get a winner here. It was a great side question today. Someone you would rather hear a whole lot less of. Let's talk about my friends at Martin Water Conditioning. They're celebrating their 51st big year with their annual anniversary sale. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in our home for years, thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. It's a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it. And the Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. Nobody is more passionate about showing those impurities coming out of your water. Save up to $500 on select systems for your home. Want to improve your drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off their Kinetico K5 reverse osmosis system. If you purchase a water softener, you may be eligible for a free Kinex salt monitor, which is worth over $150. Special 18 and 48-month financing available to those who qualify. Save now through the end of October. Don't miss out. These details are mutually exclusive and won't last long. Visit martinwater.com for more details. Schedule that free water test today. That's martinwater.com.
Wayne Gretzky's analogy about hockey, that you don't try to head toward the puck. You try and head to where the puck's going to be.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, that's exactly right. Hit us with that person you'd like to hear a whole lot less of. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. All right, Joe, who's your choice?
Hey, Don, first of all, I think the quality of vote that the left is trying to acquire tells the whole story.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, they know where their vote is. Let's go to the prison, not the disabled vet.
Yeah, how people are going to make such an impact in our society, right? Don, I'm so fast, I could turn off the light and jump under the covers before it gets dark. my guy is the second coming of who he thinks is the second coming of Muhammad Ali, Stephen A. Smith.
All right, I'm fine with Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
I once debated him about NBA basketball on the Lou Tilley show, and he was very generous because he was the expert at that point, so it was a good type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we know he's overexposed and all that.
I feel like a lot of times he just says stuff to say stuff to try to
say
stuff.
Yeah, so. I don't think he's the worst, though.
He believes he's always right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, Scott in Mount Laurel. Scott, who's yours?
Hey, two quick things before my guy. One is I will personally work with Dan, and Dan, I'll get you to 70% from the line. Not a problem.
Oh, like that there we go. What do you think you can get me to,
physical
Scott?
Motivation, something I've never found in my life.
What can you get me to from the foul line?
Well, you're a basketball guy. I get you to 80.
There we go. 32 in a row once. There were friendly rims. That's all
I'm saying.
If you
got that, you don't need me.
Well, no. that is a wild no. I'm about a 70%.
I can improve you 10%,
okay.
Definitely.
All right.
Hey, one thing is the generals bad-mouthing Trump is the same as the 51 experts from 2020. It's just appealing to some false authority that people might believe their lies.
Gotcha. Who's your person, Scott?
My guy is LeBron James. If I never hear from him again, I'll be thrilled. The guy's barely a relevant player anymore, and I got to hear about him and his son. I can't stand the guy. His opinion on everything. He's wrong on everything. I never want to hear from him
again.
Thank
you, Scott. The son is much. The son's got to be better to actually be on the team.
Yeah,
that's
I agree with that much. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. Joe, who's yours?
Mine would be sportscaster Jim Gray, who, when he's on, sounds like Barney Fife after he witnesses the Hindenburg disaster.
All right, he gets the interviews. He gets in there, though. He's got to be good at that. Donna in Malvern's got an excellent one. Donna, what's yours?
Well, I'm thinking outside the box a little bit, but I want to say good afternoon to you both. And Dan, I'm ironing my sheets while I'm listening.
Oh, God. Because of Dan, or you do that?
Oh, no, I do that. I'm the one that called in and said, Dan, you got to iron your sheets.
Oh, God.
You know, I was looking at them the other day being all wrinkled. I was thinking about your call and thinking, maybe I should get the iron out. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. A little OCD there.
All right. All right, Donna, who's your person?
Mine is actually sort of a group. It's the 1-800-CAR-FOR-KIDS.
I agree with you on that. That might be my winner.
Right now,
maybe I've heard it too much.
I'm with you.
Earl, we have very limited time. Earl, give me your choice, though. Who's yours? It's a good one, I think.
Well, you know how I feel about Christmas music and your sister station, B101. Every third song is Mariah Carey. I even wrote a Christmas song for it. Instead of All I Want for Christmas Is You, is Please Stop Playing Mariah Christmas Tunes.
Gotcha. I have no time for it. Is this Blazing Jesse in Drexel Hill? Is that who it is?
I don't know.
Is this Blazing Jesse? Who's yours?
Dom, this is the guy who, after Alec Baldwin, I think needs a beating, most likely to get a beating because he tries to be relevant. That would be Keith Olbermann.
Yes, not a fan. He's going after me on Twitter.
Either.
All right, Henry, who's yours?
Yeah, so I liked Robert and Ben Salem's call, Bob Costas. He's doing a disservice to himself and to baseball by continuing to be on this broadcast. I liked Jim in Bordentown's call of Jim Gray just because of the call. And then, Donna and Malvern, the Cars for Kids, because, man, if you're in radio, you know how annoying that
is.
Yeah, I'm with Cars for Kids.
Cars for Kids it is.
Yeah.
All right, nice work, Donna, and ironing those sheets. Tomorrow we get a winner. All right, Rich Cioli is poised in the on-deck circle to take you home. Tomorrow we take you to the prison at 2 o'clock with the commissioner of Montgomery County as they pull in with all that money, and we'll get a count of how many employees, etc., to get two ballots from prisoners. How many disabled veterans could they have cheered up, brought some coffee, donuts, and taken their ballot in? Dozens? Nah, we're not going to do that. We want to go to the prison. All right, Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.